Hey there, it's Darius Furu. Welcome to a new episode. Today, I want to talk to you about purpose. And I'm not going to talk to you about that in a silly or cliched way. We've seen those type of posts too often on social media. And that famous stock photo of two people standing on a sign that says, "You need purpose," or "Where is my purpose?" or something like that, I don't know. But for a while, and actually still, I see it popping up on blogs and on social media. And it's quite annoying because it's something that is really meaningless. However, I found something really useful on purpose. And it's from the famous German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. So let me read a quote to you. It's from The Gay Science by Nietzsche. He said, "Gradually, man has become a fantastic animal that has to fulfill one more condition of existence than any other animal. Man has to believe, to know, from time to time, why he exists. His race cannot flourish without a periodic trust in life, without faith in reason in life." End quote. So what Nietzsche was saying is that we need to have some trust in life. And that's the underlying principle of purpose. And a lot of people talk about it and say, "Yeah, man, you need to have purpose. You need to dedicate your life to something." And they don't really understand why. But Nietzsche shed some light on this, because without that reminder that the things that we do in life kind of make sense, we always struggle. We don't have direction, and we don't feel good. So this is why I love that quote and that idea, because just surviving and eating and working and procreating and finding ways to entertain yourself is not enough. We all need to have a sense of purpose in our lives and why we exist. That is really the key. And I'd like to connect this idea with Viktor Frankl's idea of existentialism. And a lot of folks confuse existentialism with nihilism, because existentialism sounds a little bit bleak, at least to my eyes. When I heard it for the first time, I had a different feeling about that word. I thought it was something negative. But actually, Viktor Frankl talked about it in a very positive way. Existentialism comes from existing and having a reason to exist and uncovering the reason why we exist, so we can actually dedicate our lives to that reason. And Frankl is famous for his book, Man's Search for Meaning. It's one of my favorite books, highly recommend it if you haven't read it. And in the book, he talks about how he was in concentration camp during World War II, and that the people who didn't have a visual of their loved ones or a reason that they wanted to go back to normal life would give up and die really quickly, whereas people who were driven by a memory or reason to come back or to survive that horrible time were the ones who actually survived. And Frankl talked about the memory of his wife and reconnecting with her, and that hope that he had to find her again was the single reason that he survived and he endured, because he said, "Without a reason, why would I endure?" And I think it's one of the most surreal examples in today's life, because there is absolutely nothing in our lives today that even remotely resembles to that time. It's just, we can't even imagine. But we can trust his words. We can listen to Frankl's words and Nietzsche's words and trust in their ideas that this is really an important thing. And we need to have purpose to feel alive and to actually be happy. So in my latest article, I talk about how you can use this idea to make sure that you are happier in life and also more energetic, etc. Because once you have purpose in your life, you will dedicate yourself to it. And the thing about purpose is that most of us have no clue. What should we dedicate our lives to? Well, you have to just uncover it from within. It's all inside you, because it's not that you choose your purpose. Your purpose chooses you. But the thing is, most of us are really not aware of what our purpose or passion in life is. So think about what gets you excited, what is really important to you. What do you need to do every single day? And one of the most effective ways of having purpose is when people have a family to take care of, or when they have a calling in their career. And if you have both, that's even better. Now, in my article, I talk about how I created my purpose of writing. And it took me years to figure out that this is something that I want to dedicate my life to. And I always wanted to write, but I had nothing to write about. And then I started writing and I put out a couple of books, but I still didn't really see writing as my purpose, because I was trying other things and I was like, yeah, I want to turn this into a business, and I want to do courses and YouTube and whatever, and also this podcast. But the thing is that through practice and through also experimentation with different things, I realized, well, my strength is writing, and I am here to write. That's what I need to do. The other stuff that I do is just for fun and a side gig, including this podcast and all the other things that I do. My main job is to write, is to put out great books, articles, anything in the written form, because I'm good at that. And also I love that, because every time I sit down to write and I finish an article or a chapter or whatever it is, I feel really energetic and alive. And that's the feeling that you are after. That's the feeling that you really want to recreate all the time. So what is something that gives you the feeling that you are alive? It could be anything. It could be teaching people a skill. It could be guiding people through a workout. It could be spending time with your kids. It could be closing deals. Could be investing. Could be anything. Warren Buffett, famous investor, he dedicated his life to finding great companies to invest in. You know, so it could be anything. But the key is that you are aware of it and that you say to yourself and to other people, hey, look, my passion, my purpose in life is to do this. Another example is Skip Bayless, the famous sport commentator. A lot of people don't like him because he has very outspoken opinions. What I like about Skip Bayless is that he takes his job super seriously. He says that he is here on this planet to do what he does, and he feels like it's his calling. And he always talks about it. He never had a family, never had kids. This is what he dedicated his life to. And he repeats it quite often to himself, to the world. And that is what Nietzsche was talking about, to bring it back to the quote where we started with, which is that from time to time, we need to know why we exist. Because if we don't have that reminder to ourselves, we get caught up in all of the other nonsense in life. We start looking at the lives of others. We start thinking about going on vacations and finding ways to not be bored. And then we do all of those things, and then we realize, dang, you know, why did I even do those things? It didn't do anything. It was just short-term relief, a waste of time. So there you have it. This is why we need purpose. I hope this was a reminder to you, because honestly, I think everyone who's listening to this knows that purpose is important, because otherwise you would never listen to a podcast on the topic or subscribe to my podcast where we talk about personal development, wealth building, improving yourself, etc. So we're all aware of it, but we just need to remind ourselves of that stuff occasionally. So try to incorporate that in your life as well. And for now, thank you for listening. Until the next episode, like always, take care.